feel like we've spent a lot of time on this show talking about 911 and the problems with 911 in the city of St. Louis and the response time and all of that. So we're always interested in just how it works, how the dispatch centers work, and any new technology or new advancements. We're always interested in those. And joining us to talk about it is John Whitehead, the chief of Jeffco 911, the dispatch center. And there is a thing called Next Gen 911 that has been adopted throughout the St. Louis area, and now Jeffco has it. And John is with us now to discuss. We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning, guys.
Well, thank you for coming here. So tell us what Next Gen 911 means, what it is and what it means for people.
Yeah, so it's really a focus to get us up to the latest and greatest technology, right? I mean, it's what the name says. It's the next generation in 911. For years, we used copper lines that came into our home. Everybody had a home phone. Now everyone's got a cell phone in their pocket, right? What this does is it takes us from those old analog days into the digital days. So now a lot of those technologies that utilize digital are able to come through the 911 system. So it just makes us better.
Can you kind of talk through then how the 911 centers are able to locate where the call is coming from, where the caller is? Because previously it was like a triangulation system that they had to do.
Yeah.
Now it's pinpoint accuracy for the most part. So can you kind of explain what that means?
Yeah, so it's a really cool technology. Mm-hmm. So, and there's a lot to it on the back end. I mean, I'm going to make it sound really simple on the front end, but on the back end, AT&T is doing a lot of really cool stuff. But what they're doing is, you know, your phone knows where it's at. There's an XY coordinate for where that phone's at. So kind of what you said, years ago, we used to triangulate. So you would call 911, and within so many meters or so many feet, we could tell where that was at based off of two or three different cell phone towers. Mm-hmm. Kind of pointing into a direction. Now, we have the ability to just have the phone tell us where the location's at. So if you've got someone out in the woods and they don't know where they're at, maybe they get off the path, and this does happen occasionally. Now, instead of just knowing the generalized area that we can send responders to, we're going to be able to pinpoint with accuracy exactly where they're located.
So my understanding with the way cell phones work is you have the option of turning on or off your location. But I think that's just for certain apps, right? So like this will be able to detect your phone no matter if you have your location services on or not, or do you need to have them on?
You can have your location services on. I think that that's a benefit, especially as it works with additional applications that are within the next gen 911 system. But in the end, I know a lot of people are worried about their privacy. They're worried about their location services being turned off and, you know, kind of who's watching in the event of that. We can work through the cell carriers and be able to find out in the event that we have to find out.
But it takes longer, right?
Absolutely.
Just to clarify, when you say, Ronj, you talk about your location services, that would be the, like, find my iPhone feature? No,
well, I mean, you can go to your settings and there's a little icon that denotes the pin, you know, the location where you are. You could turn that on or off. And my understanding is that even if you turn it off, the company knows where you are.
Yeah.
So the cell phone company knows where you are, even if you don't have that.
Yeah, because the device itself has become a smart device, right?
Right.
So you've got a lot of really cool things where, you know, we're seeing applications that are out there now that not only are they showing us, you know, the X and the Y coordinates, but also now the Z value.
Yeah.
So if you're up in a building and you're stuck up in a building, now it can actually give us that Z value.
If you're up off the ground.
If you're up off the ground, that's exactly right. So how high up are you? Okay, they're 40, 50 feet. So maybe one could surmise that they're on that fourth or fifth floor. And there's a lot of applications out there that are using these technologies to be able to help us pinpoint just that.
So if you call, basically, if you call 911, I always thought that I would have to explain where I am because I've got the cell phone. I'm not hooked to a landline, so you don't really know my address. You're going to know. So you'll be able to find me.
What I would tell you is be prepared. We still go out and train, you know, all of our kindergarten classes that we go out to. Know your address. Know your phone number. Know your name. Those types of things. That data is still going to be relevant. And it's a lot easier, let me just say that, for us to be able to ask you on the phone, where you're located, and you say, mm-hmm. I'm on the fifth floor of this building, and this is the back corner that I'm in. Great. That's absolutely going to be the quickest way. But now with the next gen solution, we have that capability of being able to pull in different technologies and being able to find you. So it really just depends on the 911 center, which applications that they are and that they're utilizing, and whether they can digest that data that's coming from the phone.
John, I have to be like super honest, because just as like a female, as a distance runner, you get some pretty dark thoughts like about personal safety and so forth.
Sure.
If I'm like, or someone's in a position where they call 911, but they can't speak. I mean, maybe they're hiding, maybe they're in a really bad spot. They don't want someone to know they have a phone. You call 911. Do you call, leave the phone on, call, hang up? Will they be able to find me? What does the dispatcher do when they get a call and no one's speaking?
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, historically, some we would tell people, call, set the phone down. If you can't speak, don't speak, right? Well, we've got your information that we're going to be able to get for you. And now you've got additional technologies. So first, let me answer your question. Yes, absolutely. Call 911. You can just let that thing sit there. We're not gonna take offense if you're not talking with us, right? We're going to assume that something's going on. And sometimes we can actually listen to what's happening in the background. But you say you're a distance runner. You decide that you're going to tuck into some bushes somewhere and dial 911. That's great. You can absolutely do that and just keep the phone there. We're going to work to try to find and get to your location and get help going. The other thing now that the next gen 911 does is it provides us text to 911. So you can actually text to 911 now. And what that'll do is allow, as long as your carrier is accepted through the system, some are and some aren't, just depends on the carriers, but we'll be able to then respond back to you by text. So there's a lot of people that, one, to your point, can't call 911. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're in an environment or situation where they can't speak. There's other people that are just more comfortable texting than they are speaking to somebody. And then you've got that third scenario of the deaf community. So now the deaf community can actually utilize this. So we're being able to speak with people in multiple different ways and still be able to find their location to get the best response out there.
So I know that there has been this... I guess depending on where you are, if you call 911 hoping you're getting the right dispatch center, based on your location, this removes any of that?
This enhances. Let me just say that. Okay. So this is enhancing that technology. So if you're in certain areas here in the St. Louis area, right, it should know based on the location of your device which 911 center that it's going to send it to. So as an example, down in our area, is it going to go to St. Louis County 911 or is it going to go to Jefferson County 911? And what it's going to do is the next gen solution provides a better means of being able to know this is the phone that's calling, here's the data behind that phone, and here's what 911 center manages that location where the phone's located.
Okay, so if you send a text message, it's no different than if you were calling. It's going to go through the same process.
That's right.
Right. Yep. And also at some point, you'll be able to send photos or videos if you need to.
That's the story. Wow. What we're talking about is where does this go in the future? And in the future, you know, like you and I can send each other, you know, pictures and we can FaceTime and we can do those types of things. This is where 911 is going. And there's some third party applications now that provide this, that allow for this. But what we're working towards in this next gen 911 world is this capability should be there inherently. You should be able to send a picture to your 911 center. You should be able to send video. You should be able to video chat with them and be able to get a better response. And that way then the units, because this is really what we're trying to do. We're trying to save the public and we're trying to make sure they're covered. But we're also trying to save and make sure that our public safety responders are covered too. So the more information I can get to them going in, it's a better response. They can get there quicker. They know what they're going into. And then they get home safely as well. So imagine a world where you send a picture, you send a video, I dispatch a unit, I now forward that information, they see what they're going into and what they're responding to. On top of that, then you got all the telematics. So now you've got smart devices that are out there. So if you're in a vehicle accident right now, your watch, your smartwatch, your smartphone can automatically dial 911 with crash notifications and tell us where you're at. And that's the beginning of what I'd see in this world of telematics, where now we have smart vehicles. You do a rollover. I should be able to know someday in the future that there was two people in the vehicle, but now the passenger seat might be empty. well, maybe that person has been ejected, or maybe that person got flipped into the back seat. I should be able to understand some of those telematics that are coming off the vehicle. Hmm. We've got smart alarm systems that are coming into homes. So not only do I know that there's a fire alarm going based off the smoke, but maybe I can start seeing temperatures and data that's coming in across the telematics that's coming in. So yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff. This next gen 911 sets us up at that foundational level to be able to build on it.
What about this is all incredible. I also know that with iPhones, if you hit like one of the side buttons so many times consecutively, it automatically calls 911. It turns into an emergency call. And I know that there are the 911 equivalents of butt dials now because of these smartphones or the watches and how sensitive they are. How quickly can the 911 dispatchers filter through an accidental non-emergency call and someone that really does need to call but can't speak, right, or pick up the phone?
Yeah, so I answer the first part of that question is if that happens, it's okay. Don't hang up. Just stay on the phone. Okay. Kind of like your first question. You know, it's an accidental 911 call. Just stay on there. We're going to talk to you and just make sure that you're okay. Answer a question or two, and then we'll go ahead and go about our day. If you do that, though, and it accidentally hangs up, then what we can do now with the system and our call handling system is a couple different things. First of all, as long as the call connected and we're able to get your phone number at least. Maybe the call didn't connect for that microsecond long enough to forget the location. It was just a quick dial and a hang up. We can send a text back to that number. Hey, if everything's okay, great. We're just checking on you. If it's not okay, give us a call back on 911 or send us a text back. So we're able to kind of go back and forth with the caller. Worst case scenario is we're going to attempt to make a phone call. We're going to see if you answer the phone. If you don't answer that phone, we may have to send a unit out to your home address or the location just to do a quick check.
We started the segment talking about the issues the city has had with 911 response time and that sort of thing. We know there's the new call center that they are working on. What is with this? Does response time, is it improved? Is it the same, just different technology? And I guess in addition to that, we'd also kind of like to know about staffing. Is it... because I know around the country it's been a bit of an issue to staff some of these centers.
Yeah.
So has that been an issue for you? And then how is response time affected by all of this?
Well, I'll answer the first question. It depends as far as response times. We're only as good as the information that we're given, right? So I know that there's a cell phone. I know that where that phone's located. But again, what information are you trying to give to the 911 center? So a lot of times the telecommunicator on the other end of the phone has to ask questions. Well, I'm in downtown St. Louis, but my mom and dad live out in Jefferson County, and here's their address, and haven't been able to get a hold of them. And it's that type of thing. Well, that call probably came in because the person was here in the city. That call came to the 911 center here. It could either be transferred, or that data has to be transferred out to the subsequent county and to the adjoining county. So, you know, I don't want to pretend like this is going to be the easy button. It's going to answer all of our issues. There are still telecommunicators within the system that are going to have to take the information, decipher that information, and make sure that we're getting to the right place. So I think that helps in the response, especially with the location there. Second staffing? Part of your question on the staffing. It's an interesting thing. Luckily, at Jefferson County, we have not seen that as an issue. So right now, we are fully staffed. We have a great group of people that are dedicated to the public safety community out in Jefferson County, and I'm not dealing with that. Prior to me taking on this role, I traveled all across the U.S. talking to 911 centers throughout North America, and you're right. I mean, there's, I think statistically, it's like 25% of their staff that they can't fill. And I've heard the stories of agencies that need four or five telecommunicators on shift, and they literally have one because they just can't find the people. We've lucked out. We're fortunate and blessed to say that we've got a full staff of really good qualified people. We put them through a full academy. We open up the doors. If you're 18 years old and have a high school diploma, you can come in, pass a background check, drug test, those types of things. You come in the door and we're going to train you for your next career and for your lifetime career. And we've had people that are there 15, 20 plus years that are just, they just love what they do. So it's really been a fortunate thing for us at Jefferson County.
Well, that's good. And this is really interesting stuff. And we appreciate you coming in to talk about it with us. John Whitehead, the chief of Jeffco 911's dispatch center. Thank you for talking with us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great to see you.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.